Parshat Tazria. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Don't Suffer Alone. In Perek Yud Gimel, the 13th Perek, Pasuk Mem Hei, the Torah says, Vatzaru asher bo ha'nega begadav yuprumim v'roshei yeparua v'alsafam yatev tamei tamei yikra. And the leper, on whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, his head shall be unkempt, and down to above his upper lip shall he be veiled, and impure, impure shall he cry. The various Maamar Chazal I'd like to focus on, perhaps even the most famous one, in Moed Katan Daf Hei Omer Aleph. The Gemara there says, Melamed, you learn from this, Shetzorich lodia tsaro larabim, that the mitzora, the leper, has to announce his suffering to the public, virabim mivakshim alav rachamim, and the public will pray for pity for him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is a simple question. If a primary punishment for Lashon Hara is being a mitzora, being a leper, so why should the leper anticipate or request compassion from others? So they shall pray for him, pray for his recovery. Wouldn't the public, their impulsive, knee-jerk response be, he deserves it. Es kumtem, magia lo. Keep away from him, the mitzora. He's a Baal Lashon Hara. And chances are, he'll malign you sooner or later, everybody else. So just keep away. I think the answer is that perhaps rachamim, bikshu alav rachamim, pray with empathy, in this case, can be explained in the following fashion. When the public becomes aware that this person became a mitzora, I think they should come to two conclusions. One, the mitzora realized why Hashem punished him and declares himself a tamei, and he deserves this publicity for all to know. That's from the mitzora side. What about the public? We, the public, have learned a powerful message. Simply, we all succumb to Lashon Hara. We truly, fundamentally, are not better than the mitzora. So why is he punished and not me? And I don't have the answer to this question. But I've learned a lesson that I can apply to myself. Stop talking Lashon Hara. For you also merit to become a Tamei, just like that Mitzora. You also merit to become a Mitzora. And these thoughts are touched upon by the Menachem Tzion, the Netziv, who also bases upon the Targum Unculus, so that the outcome of identifying with this mitzora is Imo Anochi Bitzara. I therefore pray for the sinner who is punished. I have compassion for him. I empathize with him. I identify with him. And the mitzora too, he also must not keep this punishment hidden. For if so, if he keeps it hidden, others will not learn a lesson. They too will not improve their behavior. So this mitzora has sinned. He is a tamei, and he has to express publicly all of you around me know I am Tomei. And if you don't watch yourself like I didn't watch myself, you all can become Tomeim. As kids, we used to say, Loshen, Loshen, Ra, Ra, Ra. Loshen Hara is this concept of Tuma. May we learn from others, express it to others, and live it ourselves to rid ourselves of this Tuma and become Tahorim B'toch Klal Yisrael. Amen.